Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Great to be with you. I'm Bart Winkler, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Carlos Ortiz is here. Marco Belletti on the updates for you tonight as well. Big injury news in the NFL. Adrian Hill is believed to have avoided a major injury. The Achilles is still intact. So Adrian Hill, a lot of people wondering about him. He should be potentially able to get back on the field this year. He's going to miss some time, but a return this season has not been ruled out. Adrian Hill. He is the referee who was in the end zone last night and looked like his Achilles exploded. He's the referee. This man is an accomplished aerospace engineer and an NFL official since 2010. We haven't had that conversation in a while. Should refs be a full-time job? It is weird that they just go and ref once a week and then go back and be like a judge or a lawyer or a doctor or an aerospace engineer. But I never have been answered what that would look like if a ref was a full-time job. I'm talking 40 hours a week as a full-time job. So one work day would be the game, right? So let's say Adrian Hill was a full-time ref. Thursday, he worked a game. What would he do the other 4 days of the week? What would he do? Would they do practice games where he refed? Would they have like other players from the UFL or practice squads play games and then they'd ref games to be in these situations? Would they just watch training videos? Is it like a cop where you're out in the field a little bit, but then you have to do a lot of desk work? What would they do? Yeah, I get frustrated too when refs blow a call. The best way to have them get better is to continue to do it and practice and put themselves in those situations. But how are you going to do that? No one's ever answered that. I don't know. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. All right, let's go to Mason in San Diego. Mason, what's up?
What's up, Bart or Burp? Is it Burp or Bart? I didn't hear you burp for the record. It was a funny thing that y'all was doing on the radio. It was funny.
Well, it was, I mean, I didn't know. I didn't know what people heard. I burped while talking and I just
clawed
through it.
Yeah. Well, you know what, man? That what you're talking is cute with the whole with the 40 whiners and Brandon Ayuk, whatever. Who cares? Hey, man, nobody's talking about the toilet bowl that's showing up, the real stuff, like the real game, the silver and black going up against the Cleveland Browns, which Shedeur Sanders should have been our quarterback. Hey, man, that's for the worst of the worst. Nobody's interested in that game. I am.
Yeah, I am too. See, we're always so focused on, like, flexing the best matchups into primetime. I want to see this game. I want to watch. I want this to be a Monday night game. I want us all to have to watch this.
Right? Right?
Yeah. I'm interested in it.
Okay, yeah. I get the Colts and the Chiefs. That's cool. That's cute. But come on, man. This is a toilet bowl. This is like some real thing that's going down. We're about to see who's the worst of the worst. And for me, as a Raider fan, I bleed silver and black. Love the Raiders. I'm always going to ride with them. But, wow, can we win this?
I don't know. What do you think?
No. Because the only thing is that the whole talk has been like, oh, yeah, Max Crosby's going to tear Shedeur up. But they forget that also Cleveland, they have the other brother that will blast on everybody. So I'm like, well, I don't know. It's going to be pretty bad.
Oh, Myles Garrett?
Yes. That's the guy I'm thinking of, Myles Garrett. Yeah, his name escaped me. But I know who he is. But, yeah, Myles Garrett is probably going to tear Geno Smith up. Have you seen his pedigree? Have you seen how he got down?
Lord. He's good, man. He's good. He had that 5-sack game this year. He's a beast. Maybe the best player in the league, all said and done.
He's going to feast on Geno Smith, right? He's going to feast on Geno Smith. It's going to be pretty bad. But I'm going to enjoy watching it. And everybody watch this game. Come on. It's the toilet bowl.
Well, you enjoy it, and you get back to us.
Right on, Bart. Love you, brother.
Love you, Mason. That's Mason in San Diego. Should I guess the line? We're going to do our picks coming up. I haven't looked at the line yet. I want to say it's like 3.5 or 4.5, but I think it might be as high as 6.5 Raiders. All right, I'm going to look. I got it on my phone. Oh, 3.5. Yeah, stupid. Well, that's dumb. The over-under is 36. Should have stayed with my gut. Derek's in San Diego. What's up, Derek?
Senor Bart, Carlos with a K. Good talking to you guys. Hey, looking forward to getting up. In about 9 hours and watching my favorite show on the face of the planet, ESPN College Game Day, which is going to be broadcasting from lovely Eugene, Oregon. This is
your favorite show,
Oregon. You know what, Bart? It is. It's my favorite show. I'll be up at 6 a.m. in San Diego from Eugene, Oregon for this game. It's really the only legitimate game this weekend. And, you know, I find it funny, you know, there's going to be one knucklehead USC fan in Eugene, Oregon that holds up the sign, very original. Oh, the University of Oregon, 1,750 uniform combinations and 0/0 national championships, which gets funnier the 500th time you've seen the sign. I find this very interesting. The vaunted Iowa defense, and Oregon squeaked one out last week on the road and still rushed for 260-some-odd yards against Iowa. Oregon's running back stable goes 5 or 6 deep. Don't be surprised. I think the line is 9.5 or 10 at this point. Don't be surprised if Oregon rushes for 350 to 400 yards and just squashes the Trojans. And as an Oregon fan, we really dislike USC. What are your thoughts on the game, El
Barco?
You're
really dismissing the Trojans. I took USC plus 10.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. As long as Lanny doesn't try to get fancy and have Moore, who's very good. I mean, Moore's, we like him, even though he came from UCLA and we hate LA teams. It's okay. We'll take him because he's very good. But USC, I mean, you want to talk about run defenses? Iowa versus UCLA? if Landon doesn't hand the football off about 40 times in Eugene tomorrow and just gash that brutal USC defense. Hey, look, their offense is good. Fantastic. Well, Oregon's defense is really good. Probably have the best secondary in college football. Good luck. Iowa did nothing on the ground against Oregon.
You're pretty hyped up,
man. And I'll tell you what. What's that?
I said you're pretty hyped up.
No, I'm pretty hyped up. You know, I'm confident, El Barto, but here's the deal. It's like all the talking heads around the country are talking about how, oh, if Oregon loses this game, they're out of the talk for the college football playoff. I'm like, dude, USC's ranked number 17 in the country.
Well, let me look at that, Derek. I got to let you go. I appreciate the call. This is a lot of Oregon, you-rah-rah, man. I got to take a smelling salt after that. Jolt back up. No, USC, if they win this game, they've got a very good shot to get in. USC's 8-2. They have two losses, road losses. Illinois was ranked at the time. They're down to 7-3. They only lost to them by 2. They've got Notre Dame as a loss on the road. That was a 10-point loss. Oregon at the beginning of the year, you know, was putting the skis to some teams. Oregon, what are we talking about? Iowa? Are we talking about how USC beat Iowa by 5? Oregon beat Iowa by 2. They beat Wisconsin by 14. They suck, dude. They beat Penn State by 6. Well, that was the double overtime game. I mean, USC is very much alive. But USC notwithstanding, if Oregon loses, I think that benefits the SEC, or that benefits Notre Dame, or that benefits the ACC. I don't think Oregon can afford to lose this game. Yeah, I don't think they can afford to lose this game. USC beat Michigan. That's a good win. Yeah, and this would be, yeah, they can't. I don't think they can lose this game. But that'll be exciting. You got College Game Day and the big matchup. Enjoy. Johnny's in Atlanta. Johnny.
What's going on, Bart? Hey, I'm going to talk about your boy Shador and the Browns. If Shador comes out and basically have a great game against the Raiders, would that be a quarterback controversy because he beat the Raiders? They going to boost up like, hey, I told you to give him a shot. He really can play, but he's played the Raiders. But then if he loses to the Raiders, they're like, oh, well, I told you. So, what I was trying to say would it be a good thing if Shador wins the Raiders game, beat the Raiders? Would it be quarterback controversy between him and Gabriel because he beat the Raiders? See, what you think about that?
Well, we were talking last night, like, what would, because let's assume Gabriel's ready to come back next week. What does Shador have to do for them to continue with Shador? I think if they win and he has a, you know, 180 yards, a touchdown, a pick or something, I think they're rushing back to Gabriel. I don't think they want to.
Yeah.
Even if he throws 3 touchdowns and goes for 280, I don't know, man. They don't like him. That's the vibe I get.
The world want to see him play, and the world they're gonna have so much pressure against the media. I ain't saying you, but you know, other people in media to play him, and just because he beat the Raiders, he didn't beat no team to me. So, I don't know. It's gonna be interesting to see this weekend. So that was my take. I guess I missed that statement. He was talking about it.
I mean, I said it last night. I probably said it under my breath or mumbled it. It's fine, Johnny. You don't have to listen to every minute.
You know, hey, you know I'm working right now, so I'm in and out of the truck. All right. You have a good one.
All right, Johnny. You be safe out there, Johnny. Atlanta. Let's go over to Alberta and talk to Blake. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Bert.
What's good?
Not much. But how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's Friday. I'm a little tired, but that's not anyone's business or problem. What's up?
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to talk to you about the Bills' loss yesterday. Josh Allen was not playing Hero Allen football yesterday.
Why, he couldn't even get the opportunity to because he was getting sacked all game. Some which could have been his fault, too. It could have been his fault, too.
Yeah, that was not good at all for the Bills.
What do you think? Is that more of what we're going to see, or are these losses flukes?
I think that was a fluke, and it's just going to be a slap across the Bills' face saying they got to get going.
Man, you would hope so. That's kind of what you hope to learn in situations like that. But if the team is going to be able to wake up, again, the Bills still have a pretty good shot to make the playoffs. They also have rebounded in games after they've looked like crap. They have Pittsburgh next week. It's on the road. So, that'll be interesting.
Yep, it will. Should be able to beat Pittsburgh.
Cincy after that. That New England game looms large. Looms very, very large. Well, you enjoy it, man.
Yeah. I just wanted to call in, too, and say that, man, you're like my biggest role model. I've been listening to you for so long, and thank you for doing what you're doing.
Blake, that's nice to say. You want to get into this biz or what? Or are you just like
Yeah, you've actually inspired me. I'm going to start a podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, reach out to me if you want a guest.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yep.
All right, Blake. Good luck.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, Blake. Future radio superstar.
Yeah, maybe he'll give me a job.
Yeah, I need to start making connections and get in with Blake. You know, the younger generation here, I don't know what they're doing, but they're all driving around in nicer cars than I am.
Making much more money than I am.
Yeah, I got to figure that out. Here I am. I don't know what I was going to say. All right, 888-710-4476. We'll come on back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Oh, I'm grooving, actually. That was natural. I wish you could see it. It is the Bart Winkler Show, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. 4476. We've got our six-pack of picks for the NFL coming up later this hour. Guess what they said to cap off our Friday show coming up next hour. Chat with you guys a little bit here throughout as well. My guy Carlos Ortiz alongside.
Hola.
Hey, I got a question for you.
I have the answer.
You could probably use context clues to figure it out, but recently around town, I've been hearing this word a lot, and the school is having one coming up on a Friday night. It is a sleep under. Would you wager to guess what sleep under means?
All right, so sleep over is, you know, obviously people come over to a house and sleep, you know, have a little pajama party and all that stuff. Sleep under, that doesn't make sense. Because
yeah.
what are you going to, everyone's going to come over and take a nap in the middle of the day? Like, I don't understand how sleep under works.
So sleep under is all the accoutrement and I guess the flamboyancy, I can't think of a better word, for a sleepover. Everybody's in pajamas, you watch a movie, you have snacks, you know, you maybe play a little Ouija board or whatever.
Little suck and blow.
And then you leave.
It's not what you're like thinking, people.
With the card on your neck.
Yes, right? That's the one.
You leave at like 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
Oh, so like have a sleepover, but you're not actually sleeping here?
Yeah, because the fun part for a lot of the kids is, you know, the activities and staying up late. And then they try to go to sleep, especially if it's your first time at somebody else's house without your parents there. You know, it can be a tough situation for
it's
a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're introducing the concept before they actually, I guess, go all the way. Now, I don't hate the idea.
I dig it a lot.
Okay. What I'm mad about is, and this is true for other words and other things, and I feel like whenever there's like a celebrity that I don't know who it is, like if you watch award shows or sometimes even SNL, they're like, and musical guest, Blablitz 8. You're like, what is this guy? And you look on his Instagram, he's got 9 million followers. I just feel like there needs to be a way for people that don't know about something to get a soft introduction before it feels like they're just thrown into it. So all of a sudden, the school's emailing me about sleep-unders, and I got other parents saying, oh, yeah, my kids have got a sleep-under this weekend. Somebody just needs to go to me. Hey, so there's this thing. It's a sleep under. They actually don't sleep over, but they leave. And we're the school we're having. I need that little bit of introduction. It's like starting a conversation without a hello or whatever. Like I go, hey, this is the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network. Here's the phone number. I don't really, you know, maybe that's wasted time. I don't really like when I just jump in and say, Brandon, I don't like that. I personally don't like it.
You need a little foreplay.
You just need to like, I don't know, it's like you're walking up to a door and then boom, you're in the house. You're not even opening the door.
I don't know why that made me laugh.
I don't know either. You've laughed at some really unfunny things lately.
I'm not used to working 5 days a week anymore, all right?
Oh, yeah. Next week, that will not be a problem. You will be laughing very little next week.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have 2 days, and I'm like, all right, you need to go away. Wednesday, I'm still stuck here. I mean, Wednesday, I still have the graces of doing my job. Sean Levine will be on a Wednesday programming note for all you people who care that much. And Thursday, for some reason, I'm here.
What?
Well, I'm doing updates in the middle of the day on Thursday. It's a little different.
Oh, and you got football games to watch. Packers-Lions.
Oh, when I tell you I'm going to be stealing money, I am literally stealing money. Like, the updates I'm doing in the middle of the day are much shorter because that's just how it is in the middle of the day. The sports flashes are 90 seconds. So I just need to be coherent for approximately 70 to 75 seconds, give you updated scores. And I'm only doing it for here because the WFAN New York affiliate, they're going to be carrying Westwood One's football all day. So I'm literally just speaking for like a minute and change once an hour.
Anchor pay?
Oh, yeah. What do you think I said yes for?
Oh, baby, boo. When are you going to eat the meal?
Stealing money. Say again? Oh, I'll have my dinner and all my Thanksgiving festivities as soon as I get out. This is actually, if it was any other shift, well, the morning I probably would have said yes. You know, I would have just slept here or anything. But like the evening, no, go scratch. I'm not doing that. But because it's the middle of the day, I still get to watch my football. I still get to do whatever I want to do. And I don't have to cook. This is going to be the first Thanksgiving in years. I don't have to contribute food-wise. I'm just going to show up and eat like a person.
We did a Friendsgiving one time before I feel like Friendsgiving got commercialized.
Because it is.
Yeah, we were in college, so it was 20 years ago. I really don't think Friendsgiving was even like the word that it is now. We just decided we should get together with friends.
Yeah, we were doing the same thing.
And I cooked the turkey then. I left the gizzards in, which I don't think is that big of a deal, but I got made fun of a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
It's the only turkey I've ever cooked.
Yeah, I've never made a turkey before, and I never will. It's the reason we only have it once a year.
I love the Thanksgiving. My little concern is we're going to like a nice house, so we like dress up nicer, and I don't want to dress up, man. I have nice sweatpants. I wear these, they're Vuori sweatpants. They're like jogging pants.
I'm not even trying to be funny. I thought that was a women's brand.
I hope not. Hold on. Let me type Vuori men just to make sure. Oh, yeah. Hey, brother, these are not $20 sweatpants.
No, they're not, which is why I thought they were a high-end women's brand.
Oh, these are like $80 I'm sitting in. But I get use out of them. I wear them for 4 days in a row. All the time. And I wear them wherever I go. I wear them. I think I've worn jeans. What are you wearing right now? Are you in jeans, sexy boy?
Nope. Don't ever say that last part again. But yes, I'm wearing jeans.
Well, I asked you what you're wearing. That already felt like a little too much.
And then you decided to double down.
Well, I was already there.
You could have turned around.
No.
Yes, jeans.
The hand was already up the back. I was unhooking, okay?
Marco, by the way, is wearing a Yankee hat and a flannel. If you want to just ask, you know, him what he's wearing so we can just make this less awkward.
What, is he going as a costume of Marco Belletti? They wear that every day?
Hey, have you ever had somebody that you work with come to Halloween dressed as you? Because I did.
Was it good?
He did all right. He didn't really pull it off completely. You know, he had the hat, he had the t-shirt, he had the flannel, he had jeans, but he just didn't have the Belletti aura. He didn't have it.
It's not included in the Marco Belletti starter pack.
Yeah, you know, you either have it or you don't.
Yeah. Can I, I'm going to rehash what I told you an hour ago, Carlos. Not in a dad corner way, just as like a 30, I'm going to take this entire segment I did about my night. I'm going to turn it into 30 seconds, spit it at Marco's face, and then...
Whoa.
I hope for whatever reaction you want to give, okay? So, my kid tonight talked to my parents on the video. No. We don't even need this.
I already had it.
All right. He talked to my parents on the video, the FaceTime, and it was for like an hour and a half, and what he did with them was he took all his football helmets, rolled dice to see where they would go across the living room and who the winner would be. That took an hour and a half. Then after that, we watched a video of a guy who does YouTubes about like Madden and NBA 2K and all this stuff, and it was city versus city. So there was Yankees, Rangers, Giants, and then there was also another New York. Boston gets the Celtics, Patriots, Bruins, et cetera, et cetera. You spin a wheel, you see where they go. It's like imperialism, like Risk. And we watched it, and Boston ended up losing to the Lakers, and the Bucks and Packers and Brewers took third. But he was as into it like you've ever, like I was into a Super Bowl. And then after that, we watched like the Celtics game on NBA League Pass. So I have really gotten him into sports. Obviously, we've talked about that. I am a little worried that it might be a phase. Do you think I've pushed too hard?
This doesn't sound like you pushing. That sounds like him wanting. Now, whether or not it was because of what you did prior, we'll never know. But this is that's him on his own. An hour and a half on a FaceTime? I almost said face call. Jeez, I feel like I'm turning to Bill Belichick. That's stunning. And more stunning is that your parents had an hour and a half in them to be able to watch this. That's impressive.
I think I'm gonna write a book, like a children's book, because those seem easy and quick. But I'm gonna write a book about how to get your kid to like sports, like a hack. And I think my biggest thing is just introduce, make them feel like toys. Like he's got helmets of every team, baseball and football, and these become his toys. And starting lineups from the 90s and other figures from today. But he plays with the – I don't tell him, hey, go play with your helmets. He plays with them as toys.
Go play with your helmets.
Don't ask, like, do you want it? Just bring them into the house. Now he knows every team by logo. He knows, I would say, probably 60% of the cities as well that go with the teams. I mean, for 6 years old, this is remarkable. So I'm very excited. I think I need to write a book. Oh, also, make sure you're in swim class with Giannis Antetokounmpo for a summer and his kids.
That helps, probably. Yeah, you know what? I'll buy the book because I told you, I got an 11-year-old that not only doesn't like sports, he loathes them. Mm. I mean, the hatred is strong.
The other story I told was about how I watched Packer games when I was doing Milwaukee Morning Radio, and I thought I could just watch the game, come in the next day and talk about it. I realized I need, because people would call up and say, oh, you know, remember this play, and I wouldn't, or I'd be like kind of spotty. So I started taking notes, and my wife and I used to watch every game together. You know, she's not really into sports, but she at least got into that. And then my kid was born, and there was one day he was like two where he came up and was crawling on me, and I'm trying to take notes. And I said, get your kid out of here. And she's not watched a game with us since.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain this in a non-jerk way. Never refer your child as your partner's child unless you're joking.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and when you're joking, you better make sure that you're joking, they're joking, and everybody's all on the same page.
It really sucks. Because there are a few things I have said. I'm trying to think of the other one that she always brings back at me that I said something. I didn't really mean it, but I said it. And now that's like a baseline of the relationship. And I didn't mean it, and it wasn't a problem, but I don't like being held accountable for something I didn't mean, but I did say it. So what are you supposed to do?
I don't know. I would need straight context to this, and obviously you're not giving it to me, so you don't want to open up this can of worms. You don't want to give me this peek into your life.
She got ready for work one day, and I said, "You look like a skank." I'm just kidding.
I was going to say that's hard to come back from. That's
like, are we sure you still have a wife?
Yeah, that's.
I said no. I'm into it. And I gave her like $20. I was like, "Let's go upstairs." Was that an okay word to say? I didn't know what word to use. I think I'm fine.
What's the SEC going to do? Come down hard on us?
I don't know. Someone said the S word once on a phone call, and 3 weeks later, the whole company's digging for the audio.
Which they couldn't find. Never happened.
Couldn't find.
3 weeks. Our system doesn't hold things for 3 weeks. You kidding?
Well, things may have been edited after the fact that they couldn't find it. Anyway, thank you for your help and assistance as always.
Sure. I didn't really do anything, but
that's
no
fine.
Problem.
Sometimes I just need a yes man.
Sure.
And Carlos, I just called him. What did I call you before? Sexy boy? I think he needed a
yeah, that was, I tagged that. That was me tagging Marco in.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah. All right, we'll hit up some calls. We'll do picks. And guess what they said? We'll do that next hour. If you're there, stick around. I'll get to you. 888-710-4476. Here is Marco Belletti.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk about it. It's the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4476. We will go back to San Diego. Emily, what's up, Emily?
Nothing, Bart. What's up with you? You're having a real good night tonight. I love the show.
Oh, I'm so tired.
A lot of whatnot.
Yeah, a lot of whatnot. Well, it's a Friday. I barely prepared anything, so whatever is coming out of my mouth is coming from my brain for the very first time.
Yeah, I think Carlos realizes that. That little slip of the tongue. Anyway, hey, I just saw this thing while I was waiting online. It says Adidas, and it's called Luxurious Feeling. Fleece hoodies are up to 60% off before Black Friday. They're on Amazon, and they are as low as $20. I think you should get some soft, fuzzy sweatshirts.
Well, they look nice. I think I got to wear like a button-up, though, to Thanksgiving. I don't think I could rock this.
Well, you never know. I mean, that looks pretty cool, but I don't know.
I mean, I can, and ultimately, it's not going to matter. It's not going to be banished from the family, but I don't know.
Do people wear those to dinner?
I mean, the women wear, like, they get all done, and the men, you know,
put on a... Cocktails, and all that. Oh, really?
Just to see family, I see once a year.
There you go. You can hang with it, and then go in the bathroom and change your clothes afterwards. Hey, I was kind of offended by your comment about the fans losing faith in the Chiefs. That was not nice.
The guy wanted Chris Jones to play offensive line. That was about the nicest thing I could have said.
Well, consider the source, okay? Anybody says something like that, I'm sorry to say, they don't know what they're talking about. So, they are not knowledgeable as yourselves. But I just wanted to let you know that I thought that I think the Chiefs still are winning. They're not going to win as much as they would have, but I think they're still winning and they're still a good team. And I wear my red hat and vest and my sweatshirt or t-shirt of the Chiefs every day, red, so they can see me on the TV and win. I just wanted to also let you know there's a good saying that's out there, that has been out there. It's not over till the fat lady sings. So I haven't heard any music.
You could be a Chiefs fan and be optimistic. That's fine. All I'm saying is a guy wanted to put Chris Jones on the offensive line.
They're going to need to win at least
six of these seven games. Yeah. I'm just stating facts.
No, I understand that, and I appreciate the fact that you're stating, and I was intrigued by them. So I'm just saying that for any team, your team is doing quite excellent. So, I mean, it's a good thing for all the teams. You know, it's not over till the fat lady sings because their teams are still playing in the NFL. So I'm just a big NFL fan. So anyway, that's all I had to say. I thought I'd bring you up to date with some new clothes to wear in the winter. And
thank you.
Say hi and kind of rub you the wrong way, I guess.
No. We're good, Emily. We always are.
Okay. Well, have a nice Thanksgiving. I don't know that I'll see you, but you and Carlos have a very nice Thanksgiving, and Marcos also.
Well, we all thank you, and thanks for the call, Emily, in San Diego. I don't know that we'd say that anymore, do we? I guess we can, but with these GLP-1s. Where are the singers? Let's go to Greg in Michigan. Greg.
El Bardo, it's the Warrior, Mr. Positive. Hey,
oh, I got one. Hold on. Based on your call last night, don't you mean it's the Warrior, Mr. Positive?
No, it's the Warrior. I'm over it, and I'm going to move on, and hopefully my Bills and Josh Elvis.
I got no soul, Paul. Yeah, well, that's all right.
And you got to feel good about Blake. You inspired him to go for his dreams. Fantastic. And that little piece that I was with Dan Patrick, I'm going to put it up on the Facebook page tomorrow. So be looking for it. I'm going to tag you. And thanks for taking my call, everybody, and everybody go for your dreams. And
Greg, you had like a start and an end. There's like no body to that call.
No, I just wanted to tell the world that I'm all right. And yesterday was pretty devastating. And
because the Bills lost to the Texans.
Yeah,
in week 12. Yep, I get it.
Yeah, that was tough for me.
We've all been there.
Yes, buddy. Hey. Love you, and everybody go for your dreams. Have a good night.
All right, Greg in Michigan, who is one of the lead members of the Bart Winkler Show guerrilla marketing team, as he's name-dropped me on Chris Cuomo on News Nation, and today he name-dropped me on the Dan Patrick Show. And he drove by pretty quick. I didn't see the video. I think Dan looked at the Danettes with a who? Did he just who? Greg Nolso told me, Greg, it's the Worrier, Mr. Positive. Remember last night he was worrying so much? Nolso sold me on that? All right, well, we got about a minute left, and I don't have enough time to make a point, and I don't think I should have enough time to make a call, and
should we just run off the clock?
Going to tell you what's coming up next hour and stretch it out for 45 seconds. So coming up next hour, we're going to do Guess What They Said in about 25 minutes. We're going to do our NFL picks at the end of next hour.
We don't
get to those yet. And then we'll continue to chat with you guys. The phone number to get in, by the way, is 888-710-4ISN.
You should have went a little slower.
Another way to say that would be numerically, 888-710-4476. Carlos, that's 888-710-4476.
Well done.
So we'll continue to hear from you across this vast land, and we will give you the latest on the Lane Kiffin situation. Stick around for that tease instead of, you know, just looking it up in the next 5 minutes before we come back on. This is the Bart Winkler Show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.